Editors like me tend to dig in our heels on issues like less versus fewer. We cringe at the sound of Tony Danza saying in August 2012 about New York City traffic, quote, "We need less cars." And you don't want to get us started on those signs in grocery stores saying that the express lane is for 10 items or less. This is because most editing styles tell editors to follow some pretty specific guidelines on these two words. These two words are not, according to Chicago and AP, to be used interchangeably. Instead, less has one job to do, and fewer has another, and they can just keep to their corners. Here's the basic idea behind that, which I personally still observe. You use less for singular things, often mass nouns, which are also called non-count nouns, because you don't think of them as individual things, like milk, gasoline, courage, joy, money, coffee, asparagus. These are all non-count or mass nouns. So if you have some milk and you pour some more milk into it, it's just milk and not milks. Notice how that's different from jelly bean. If you have a jelly bean and you add more, you now have jelly beans. That's because milk is a mass noun and jelly bean is a count noun. And though we may never stop to think about the difference, it's a simple concept that we actually follow by instinct pretty much every day. To get a little further into the subtleties of mass versus count nouns, notice that money is a mass noun, but dollar is a count noun. So you would have less money when you have fewer dollars. Space is a mass noun, but square foot is not. So when you have fewer square feet, you have less space. Note, too, that a lot of words let you interpret them either way. For example, coffee can often be a mass noun when you're talking about unspecified quantities. We serve coffee. But if you're talking about individual cups or distinct varieties, coffee is often treated as a count noun. Joe drank 5 coffees. We serve many different coffees from around the world. You don't really need to understand all this stuff to follow the basic editing guidelines for less and fewer. You need only to make sure that, for plural things, you use fewer and not less. There are fewer people in manufacturing than there used to be. And, as always, anytime you're applying a rule, don't let it overrule your own common sense. In this case, that could lead to a bad call because sometimes a plural thing really is meant as a single thing, especially when you're talking about things like distances or spans of time or sums of money. For example, a term like 100 miles isn't really focused on those individual mile units. It usually makes more sense to say that a place is less than 100 miles away rather than fewer than 100 miles away because we're thinking of that 100 miles as a singular distance. Less than 100 miles could be just a few yards less than the 100-mile mark, but fewer than 100 miles seems to suggest that it's either exactly 99 miles or exactly 98 miles or something like that. Similarly, less than $200 could mean $199.40, but fewer than $200 sounds as though it's important to be clear that any sum this could mean has no change left over. It's $199 exactly or $198 exactly. So your meaning and intent count when choosing less and fewer. And note that because nouns can be singular or plural, this is sometimes tricky. The example I always use is that if you're in the express lane, which correctly states that it's for 10 items or fewer, and you take one item out of your cart, you have one less item, not one fewer item. Of course, editing styles aren't the boss of everyone, just people who edit according to those styles. And if we consider some sources with broader authority, that is, dictionaries, we see there is some overlap between these words. For example, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary argues that you can, in fact, defy the rule I just laid out. Here's what that dictionary says. Less has been used to modify plural nouns since the days of King Alfred, and the usage, though roundly decried, appears to be increasing. That's all dictionary speak for. We think this use is okay. so you don't necessarily have to sweat over less and fewer.